Thunder Bay, a documentary film that followed First Nations elders and youths on a canoe trip to old settlements, has won a Golden Sheaf Award for research at the Yorkton Film Festival in Saskatchewan. Journey to Our Homelands traces a four-day paddling expedition by Nibinamik First Nation elders Tommy Yellowhead and Stephen Nishinapez, accompanied by six youths and a crew from Sheba Films, to the elders' birthplace where their ancestors had lived for eons. The trailer for the 24-minute film, directed by Adrian Harpel and produced by Yellowhead, can be viewed online. It was made with the support of Mattawa First Nations and Mattawa's Four Rivers Environmental Services Group. In announcing the award Tuesday, Mattawa First Nations management said, sadly, Tommy Yellowhead of Pinay Mutang, the homeland area around Nibinamik First Nation, was not alive to celebrate this achievement, having passed away in March 2023. The award will be presented to the family of the elder, who stated during the film's premiere in 2022 that he hoped it would help inspire Mattawa First Nations youth to think beyond the Indian Act, and start reconnecting with each other through their lakes, rivers, and trails. In an interview at the time with TB Newswatch, he said it was important to bring youths on the canoe trip, because young people today don't know much about our history. We wanted to pass on what we knew. The production took 3 years to complete. Besides the award for research, Journey to Our Homelands was nominated in other categories, including Best Emerging Director for Harpel, and for the Kathleen Shannon Award, named for the pioneering Montreal filmmaker who founded the National Film Board's Women's Studio in 1974. Mattawa First Nations Management CEO David Paul Aknipineskum congratulated all the individuals involved in the making of the documentary. "It is an acknowledgement well-deserved, albeit posthumously," he said. As an original board member of MFNM, and when he produced the documentary, the late Tommy Yellowhead left a mark on this world that can never be erased. His traditional knowledge of our people's history, and the needs of our communities, is knowledge that will serve us all well today and into the future.